This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and as always, I'm honored, I'm thrilled, I'm excited to know that each one of you join with me week after week on this amazing podcast to begin to tune in to hopefully some deeper revelation, some insight, ideas, aha moments, you know, whatever you want to call it. You know, a lot of times people will email the ministry and they'll say, I just want to just sort of ponder, just sort of like David said in Psalms, like Selah, like I want to just sit on it for a minute of things that you say and things that you write in your books and things you do in your courses. And that's that honors. I love that. That's really, it's an honor to me to know that people like to sort of, you know, think about it, ponder on it, and sort of sit down for a moment and let that sort of marinate within them. Because the truth is, that's how revelation happens. Revelation happens when we sit on it and sort of think it through and ponder on it and just sort of let it sort of take control of us. That's pretty much what revelation from God does. And I have so many people who tune into our Instagram live on Monday mornings. And if those of you who are not joining us for the live Instagram live on Monday mornings, you're missing out. And let me give you the times just in case you're new to that. It is on Instagram. It's at 10 a.m. Central Time on Monday mornings. So I would definitely say stay tuned. Make sure you like the page. Make sure you sort of subscribe to where you're getting the notifications when I go live, to where you'll get it. And you'll be able to be on there with me when I'm live. And God knows what happens on those live live Instagram things. Because I tell you, there's no telling what will come out of my mouth. You know, I always tell people I love to be led by the Spirit. And sometimes when you're led by the Spirit, it's a scary thing because you don't know what's going to be said. You know, so hey guys, once again, I'm so excited to be with you guys today. And you know, I'm excited about today because I was trying my best to hold this in. I know like on this past Monday morning was the 5th, you know, of July, which we sort of celebrated 4th of July. So I didn't really want to come out with the latest book for July, you know, that Monday, because I feel like I want to take plenty of time to sort of open it up and let people know because I'm really excited. And those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, I have a book of the month program. I write a good size book. I don't write a 50 page book and 75 page book that sort of rips you off out of your money. I don't believe in that. I believe if you get a revelation from God, then you need to be able to expound on it to where it's worth people's weight and it's worth the money. And so I definitely write a book, you know, that's a pretty thick book, at least 250, almost 300 pages of most of my books. So you're getting a good quality and quantity, okay? Now, one of the things I'm going to tell you that I was excited about, I wanted to wait till this next Monday, because the Book of the Month program basically is I write a book every month and I send it to our partners. They get free shipping for those of them in the USA. And they sometimes every other 2 or 3 months, they get a free workbook with it, which is our study guide, which is like another $10 value. And so, I mean, like, guys, if you're not on the Hot Off the Press Monthly Book Club, like, you're missing at least $15 to $20 every month free, okay? So you are missing out. Like, why would you not be on the program, right? So I'm excited because I could not hold it in until this next Monday. I had to release this today in the podcast of Thoughts Become Things because this is exactly what Thoughts Become Things really is built upon, is the subject I'm about to tell you. Are you ready? The book of the month and the study guide that accompanies it for July is called Universal Laws, Are They Biblical? Now, some of you are like, oh, thank God. I've been wanting to read about universal laws and wondering if they're New Age, spirituality, you know, Buddhism, Christian. Like, what are they? Let me sort of bust your bubble here for a moment. Good news is that I'm not going to tell you the content of the book, but I will tell you this. Universal laws are biblical. They're biblical, and I prove it within my book. The study guide even breaks it down even more. And I break down the number one law that most people don't realize. It's called the law of creation. Law of creation is the number one thing that people overlook, which is the number one thing that is the most important thing that we have been honored and given and anointed for and appointed for, is to create. The law of creation gives us the example in Genesis and other places that I don't want to mention until you read the books that will alert you to the power of creativity and creation, your own creation. And also, I also dive into law of attraction, talking about a biblical law of vibration, which those of you who didn't know this, I'm actually writing a little series of books and no one can get their hands on them except for those that are in the Book of the Month program. They're the only ones that will be able to get these extra books, okay, that I'm going to be writing soon on law of vibration. And I'm talking, you want to dive deep into science and biblical, principles and verses about vibration. Oh my goodness, guys, like you do not want to miss this one coming up. So I'm going to break them down from each law, as far as law of vibration, law of attraction. I'm going to break these things down soon in separate books. But this book right here is the catcher, because universal laws, I deal with all this, and I talk about things to give you a foundation once and for all to where you don't have to find yourself saying, I don't know, I don't know what to do, I hear these terms, I don't know what to do. Well, guess what? Now you know what to do with them. Because no longer will you suffer from lack of knowledge. Now you are empowered with knowledge for God to be able to use you, and you can be able to work with the laws of the universe that God has set in motion in His kingdom that will work for you and not against you. Too many people suffer because they don't understand definitions and don't understand the power of gaining wisdom. Wisdom is crying out. The Bible says that wisdom is likened unto a feminine, which is like a she, crying out. It's crying out because it wants to impregnate you. That's why it's a feminine term, because it wants to impregnate you. Because the moment you heed to wisdom, give in to revelation, abandon religion, which is limitation, abandon traditions that make the word of God none effect, and also is limitation. Once you abandon those type of doctrinal religious tones and principles, then you will go, which are actually not principles, then you dive into the unlimitedness of the power of God by working with how God created the universe and what flows in motion. When people ask me how to bring in simplistic terms about universal laws, here's what I say. It's how the universe flows and functions. There's a harmonic flow of the universe that is constantly creating and recreating itself. That's why the universe constantly expands at a God knows how much rate per second. Okay? We know that scientifically. We also can measure that according to light years to know that things are growing and expanding. And we understand that light actually travels at a certain, we'll say, mile per hour. So we understand that we can watch stars that have died out hundreds of years ago, and yet we are still viewing that light of those stars. So those things, folks, are just a few of the things that most people don't understand, that everything is governed and flowing by laws of the universe, principles of the universe. And if you understand that everything is flowing, everything is like energy, everything is flowing. That's why the Bible makes it plain, in Him we live and we move. The Bible talks about the Spirit of God hovered or moved and flowed over the waters in Genesis. In the book of Acts, the Spirit of God came in like a rushing mighty wind. There's a flow of the kingdom. God is not a stagnant God. Everything that is God is flowing. Because everything is God and it's flowing. And because of that, you've got to know how the flow is operating, and you've got to know what the flow is wanting to say and how you get on board. Because you're either going to get on board with the flow through wisdom that impregnates you to flow with it, or you will be abandoned because of a lack of knowledge and ignorance, and things will always work against you. Those are the things that people don't realize. And this book and the study guide will set you free. Some of the things I mentioned within this book of universal laws, are they biblical? Or things such as the divine mind. What is the divine mind? It's God's mind, the mind of Christ. I'll tell you exactly what it does and how you flow in it to understand that the mind of Christ is always a flow, constantly sort of an ebbing flow that is speaking, let there be, constantly in creation and through creation. Another chapter deals with a world beyond. There is a world beyond you, folks. And the world beyond you is a world that is a world that is not existent, but yet it's there, that is waiting on you, beckoning you to come up, we'll say hither, and speak unto it and cause your own flow of through the law of creation to begin to allow your flow of your destiny and your future to flow. Because if you don't, someone else will create it for you. Okay? Because if you don't take charge, somebody else will. Another chapter in this book deals with mind, matter, and spirit. One of my favorite chapters. Another one is law of action. Law of action is powerful. And whether you think you're not moving, you might say to yourself, I'm not moving. Yeah, you're either moving. Let me tell you something. Let me be honest. You're either going backwards or you're going forwards. But if you think for a moment you're just sort of standing still, it's not true. You can stand still, you can resist, you can bind, you can lose, whatever you want to about aging. Unfortunately, you're going to get older, okay? You can't confess it away. Because life in the universe, God is set to flow. Life means flowing. Now, what I mean means, I mean from my terminology, life means flowing because life continues. It doesn't stop, unfortunately, when our loved ones pass away. It doesn't stop because you lose your job. It doesn't stop because you decide to sit down and meditate or pray. No, or bind it loose. Life flows. You either get in the ebbing flow of life, if you know what life really is, that He died to give you, to be, in other words, what does that mean when He died to give you life, life abundantly? It means He's calling you, beckoning you to have the revelation of the flow of life that has been given to you. But just because something is given to you doesn't mean you're using it. Let me say that again. People don't understand this. When we hear about the scripture that says that he died to give us life and life more abundantly, just because it gives you something doesn't guarantee you it's working. Because you have to be able to be a participant in your own recovery. You have to be a participant and be able to flow with it. Because just because I have money sitting here on my counter doesn't mean that I'm going to, you know, that I have a car or a home. I've got to do something with that money. When the Bible says, you know, that the Bible says that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, laid up doesn't guarantee you to have it. Laid up means you got to do something to reach up and get it and then multiply it and expand it and produce it. We read about that in the parables. So guess what? Just because you say, well, He died to give me life and you confess it all you want to, your confession does nothing if you don't put action behind your confession of faith and you be able to understand the universal principles and laws of creation under the law of creation to know what to do with what you have been given. Okay? That's a key. One of the other things I love is vibes. I talk about vibes and vibrations in this book. Now then, the study guide itself for universal laws, are they biblical, is a masterpiece. I deal with, in one section of the study guide, raising your vibration. So many people have asked me, why don't Christians write on, you know, vibrations? You know, to be honest with you, I don't know. Maybe they're too religious. Maybe it's a word that because they don't see the word in the Bible, they don't want to talk about it. When the truth is, guess what? The Bible doesn't tell me to use a bathroom either, but I do it. The Bible doesn't tell me, I'm being honest, folks. The Bible doesn't tell me to own a Christian bookstore either, but I did. The Bible doesn't even tell me to sell Bibles of leather and bonded and pay, you know, $50 to $80 per Bible. But guess what? We do. Do we not? Some of us don't have a problem going into a bookstore paying $60 or $70 for a Bible, but yet we hear people saying, oh, you don't sell the word of the Lord. Well, guess what you just did, folks? You just purchased it. Hello. So, you know, you have to understand that the Bible doesn't tell us to do a lot of things, but we do it. Okay? And just because we do it doesn't mean it's not quote unquote biblical. Just because you don't read in the Bible doesn't mean it's not biblical. Now that might be a sort of a oxymoron for many of you, but it's true. Just because it's not in the Bible doesn't mean it's not biblical. Let that soak into you. Because the Bible makes it plain, we're led by the Spirit, not the Bible. You're led by the Spirit. So therefore the Spirit can bear witness with the things that are not written in the Word that are actually embedded in the Word that you're doing. Come on, folks. You know, one of the things I can't tolerate is I can't tolerate religious people. And people that tell me sometimes, oh, I'm not religious at all, they're the most religious people out there. They're the ones that find demons under every rock. I'm like, hey, stop creating that junk for me. Stop creating your evilness. I don't want a part of that. Because I understand my co-creation. You might not, but I do. And therefore, I had to change my stinking thinking to be able to align with what it is I wanted to see in my life. And that is life and life more abundantly. All right. So in this study guide, I talk about raising vibration. Don't you guys love how I just take my little rabbit trails on these things? But in the study guide, we deal with raising vibration. Because this folks, when people say, well, that's not biblical. It is very biblical. Unfortunately, for those of you who do not understand the Aramaic and want to be able to be honest with you, and those of you who want to say, oh, I know what the Bible says, and you don't understand the Aramaic, I'm so sorry. I love you. I give you grace, but you have no clue what the Bible really says. So do me a favor. I bless you. I love you, but make yourself look smart and just don't open your mouth, okay? How many of you felt that before by some people? You're like, please don't open your mouth. You're making yourself look dumber and dumber, you know? And I understand. Grace, grace, grace. We love them, period, and we laugh about it. But it's true. It's true. And I always say, look, don't throw at me. I know the Bible says if you don't know the original language, you do not. You're only quoting a book that is in English, not a written word that is life-giving that comes from the Aramaic. Hello? The language Jesus spoke. Can you hear that, folks? All right. So understand that vibration actually is more in tune and aligned with the Aramaic more than the English and the Greek language because it is extremely biblical. If you want to know more, get the book instead of the guide. You'll love it. Okay. So I wanted to sort of throw this at you guys because I want you guys to be able to get this book instead of the guide today. You will love it. I mean, I dive into a lot of great things that you're going to be like, oh my gosh, Jeremy, you answered these questions. Finally, somebody wrote a book on it and give me a study guide about it. So I'm going to say this to you guys. Buy the combo together because that's the way we sell it on the website. You have to buy it as a combo. Can't buy it separately. Or you have to begin to get on the Book of the Month program and you'll get it automatically free. And if you sign up today for the Book of the Month program while we're in the month of July, guess what? The book and study guide, you'll get even cheaper than if you were to buy it on the website. Okay? So that's why I'm saying join the Book of the Month club or order this book and study guide as the combo on identitynetwork.net. It'll answer all your questions and I guarantee all of you, you'll be like, I can finally rest now. I finally get this. This is what I've been waiting to hear for so long, Jeremy. And I'm going to tell you also in the study guide how to overcome obstacles. One of the main things people struggle with is not understanding the power of what an obstacle is and why you're having so many difficulties and problems overcoming obstacles. Why? Because obstacles are parts of our ignorance. They don't know how to bring the wisdom into it. So therefore, because of that, an obstacle is part of our ignorance and lack of knowledge. So how do we destroy obstacles? We gain wisdom. Wisdom cries out. It impregnates us to know the power of how to begin to finally say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. It gives us the power to begin to be an overcomer. Overcomer means you have to come over something. And how do we overcome it? Well, you got to get wisdom to know on your particular obstacle, which is the ignorance or the lack of knowledge you have, to know what that one thing in particular is saying. And folks, if you're expecting a principle to eradicate everything and everybody's life together, you can't do that. It's not a virus where everybody gets the same vaccine. It's something that you've got to begin to dive into and understand uniquely what it is you are facing. Because even though other people might be facing something similar, it is not the same thing. Everybody is uniquely, authentically made and created. That means every person has their own story, journey, and life that has something in particular that, believe it or not, has been unfortunately crafted up for you to stand in your way, that it will not be the same way other people have it. Why? Because other people have different perceptions than you. Other people think differently than you. Other people rationalize things more than you. Other people react and not respond like you differently. So because of that, it is different obstacles. And you're going to begin to have to understand how to begin to face this by flowing with life through God's kingdom universal laws and understand the power of what it is wisdom is wanting to say to face your personal obstacle in your life. And I'm going to tell you how to do that. Okay? So go right now to identitynetwork.net and order the combo called Universal Laws. Are They Biblical? Combo. All right, you guys are going to love it. And once again, if not, join the Hot Off the Press Monthly Book Club. That way you guys can get it, save yourself some money. But all we ask is on the program of the book club, you have to stay on it for at least 3 months. Okay? Because trust me, people who get on it say, I will never want to leave. I'll never want to leave it, Jeremy. As long as you write books, I'm going to get it because I love all of them. And they're juicy and I love them. So I love that about people. So I love every one of you. You guys are awesome. Thank you for letting me sort of laugh my head off with you guys, you know, as we we get silly sometimes within talking about God's things and God's word, because we've all been at a place where we lack knowledge. We've all been at a place where we look at things and say, duh, why didn't I get that before? You know, so this is a human problem. And we can all laugh about it because we're all human. Hey, you guys have a blessed day today. And as always, know this, that you were created to create your day. You were created to mimic God. And that is to create after your Father. So go today, create the day you want, and have a blessed day.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.